Day 7, Water to Wine. John 2, verses 1 to 11. On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied. "My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now." What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Today, we will begin to look at six signs Jesus did, as recorded in the Gospel of John, that point to him as the Messiah. Notice in verse 11 above that John says this was the first sign through which Jesus revealed his glory. When we first read this story, we might be a little puzzled. Yes, it is an incredible miracle, but so what? How does it show Jesus' glory? How does it point to him as Messiah? First, it shows his authority. Mary comes to Jesus, not to anyone else, when the wine runs out. The servants obey Jesus immediately, even though he is a guest and not the master of the house. Second, notice that the water jars were used for ceremonial purification. Jesus is demonstrating that no longer will such practices be needed, because he himself will provide the complete purification for sins. Third, since Jesus is the groom, he will provide the wine for the wedding banquet of his bride, the church. And he will do so lavishly, saving the best wine for last. Finally, did you catch when this event happened? On the third day. There would come another third day when Jesus would turn the water of sorrowful tears of despair into the wine of surprise tears of joy on his resurrection day. The story ends with, "And his disciples believed in him." Do you? Do you believe in this marvelous Savior? I pray that you do, and that you will one day be part of the wedding banquet of the Lamb and his bride.